Whatever the Bible teaches, that's what you submit to. And that submitting is the giving of functional authority to God in what you're about to say or what you're about to write. You run it through the test. Does it accord with apostolic teaching? Does it accord with biblical teaching? And if it doesn't, you don't say it. That's the test. You stop. You don't write it. You don't write it. You don't say it. If it does, if it accords with apostolic teaching, biblical teaching, then you write it and you say it. It's your job. That's giving the Bible functional authority. Let me give you another text. When we put it all together, what emerges is that we give God's Word functional authority by testing anything that comes into our mind, whether it's prophetic, by intuition, by reasoning, by meditating on the Bible or meditating on the secular news media, anything that comes into our mind and wants to be written, wants to be spoken, we test that by apostolic teaching, biblical teaching, and if it does not conform, we don't say it, and we don't write it. We give functional authority in our lives to the Word by testing everything that wants to be spoken and written and just not doing it if it doesn't conform to what's in the Word. So now here's my effort to put into a sentence how we do this. So we're trying to bore in on, I've got kind of two more levels of how. Bore in on the practical how. Here's the first level. Cultivate, this is really the main point of the message, so this is the key sentence. Cultivate the habit of mind. I'm saying this to everybody, pastors in particular. Cultivate the habit of mind that asks, as every debatable sentence forms in your mind. I'll come back to this and explain these words. Cultivate the habit of mind that asks, as every debatable sentence forms in your mind, one, is there a passage in the Bible that sounds like it supports that sentence? Two, is there a passage in the Bible that sounds contrary to that sentence? That's my exhortation to you. That's the habit of mind I have tried to live with for the last 40 years or so. Any thought that wants to get into a blog, any thought that wants to get into a tweet, any thought that wants to get into a sermon, any thought that wants to get into a book has got to go through those two sentinels. Are there any sentences in the Bible that sound like they support that? Are there any sentences in the Bible that sound like they're opposed to that? This will make you a person yielding functional authority to the Bible. Let me give you five clarifications of that sentence. I think it is right and good, I would add, necessary to use Bible sentences to nullify false thoughts in my head. Call out what you want. I call it guns, bullets, swords. Kill them, do what you got to do. And it's usually nice, clean knives called verses. Shoo, you're dead. You don't fit with this verse. Now look, I know that the beef with proof texting is texts are taken out of context. Well, guess what? Texts have meanings, real, true meanings, and you can know what that is. And once you know what that is, you can kill error with it. Mainly what's in your head. Ready to be written in some stupid tweet that you thought was clever. I'm going to give you some examples, but